Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, well, wanted to finish off the month with a little discussion about everyone's favorite topic, mini consoles.
Yes. I'm a big fan of mini consoles.
Yeah. How many do you own?
None right now.
Me too.
Because every time I try to buy them, they're sold out.
Yeah. I really, really, really wanted the NES Classic.
Mm-hmm.
But then we all know what happened there. It sold out because of all the scalpers and everything. And okay, fine, whatever. But then the SNES Mini came out and said, oh, great. I that sounds really good. And oh, look, it's improved. You know, although it's got less games, whatever. Never got one of those.
And then they're gone.
And so on and so forth. But oh man, I really wanted that PlayStation Classic. Till I saw the price and the game list.
Yeah, that was really disappointing.
And then some details about how they did their emulation and yeah.
Wasn't the emulator like broken on it or something?
No, it was an open source emulator that they didn't have the rights to use for commercial use.
Ah.
And it wasn't the best at what it was doing. There was better emulators they could have gotten had they just looked at it. But no, they just snagged an emulator offline, threw it on there, apparently. There was a lot of shady stuff going on about that. And Sony should feel bad.
They won't.
No. But that's okay. They're, you know, reaping the whirlwind regarding that, since nobody's buying it.
Yeah, wasn't it like $100 or something, and then Now it's like $20?
Well, if you can find it for that. That seemed to be the sweet spot when the price would drop to the, hey, we got to get rid of this damn thing, price of $20 or so. People then started buying them. I was going to buy one if it hadn't sold out at that price, but you had to do it in-store at a Best Buy. I couldn't be asked to get up and go get one from across town. And by the time I really was going to, just so I could tear it open and make it into a case for a Raspberry Pi, they were all gone. So, oh no, I'll have to find another case for my Raspberry Pi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really can't be too concerned about it. Anyway, so there have been lots of other mini systems. I mean, hell, Sega used to license them out to At Games all the time.
Yeah, but those were really cheap garbage.
Yes, very cheap.
And they had a really terrible, I mean, just horrible list of games to play.
They were just above those Chinese knockoff machines that you can get.
Yeah.
That have bad emulators and a bunch of 300 pre-installed games that are, you know, you have 10 versions of Super Mario on there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here's a level or two, then another level or two, or here's a hacked ROM, that sort of thing. Yeah, they're not good. The At Games machines weren't good. So, yeah, Sega kind of got a bad name doing those things, and but they've got their own machine coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a TurboGrafx-16 that's been announced, a mini version of it. So that's spiffy.
Oh, yeah.
But what I thought we could do today is, since you have machines that have come, machines that are still out, technically the Sony PlayStation one is still available, still out there. I don't know for how long. And then you got the Sega Genesis Mini, and coming next month, and you've got the TurboGrafx-16 coming March of next year, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we could discuss who won this. I mean, I can't see any other consoles really coming out. Oh, I forgot. It's not technically a console, per se, but there is a Commodore 64 Mini.
Yeah.
And it didn't have a working keyboard, just a little thing, and you plug in your controller and you could play games. And that was great, because there was a huge list of Commodore 64 games. But now they're putting out an improved version of it that's a little bigger and has a working keyboard. So it's a mini version of an actual Commodore 64. That actually sounds like an interesting prospect. But again, not really a console either.
Yeah.
But it's worth mentioning. But anyway, with all these basically that have been announced or have already come out, who has won the mini console war?
Well, I already have my opinion on that.
Me too. And I think it's fairly clear cut. I mean, if you look at, I've got all their websites right here. The NES Classic.
Right.
$60, 30 games, one controller, turned out to be infinitely hackable, where you could add a whole bunch more games, but stock, 30 games for $60.
Mm-hmm.
It had a pretty decent lineup of games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has Castlevania. It has Final Fantasy, The Legend of Zelda. Let's see. What other games were there that were worth a damn?
I'm looking at the games, and thus far, I have not seen
Super
a single
Ghosts
game.
Ghosts and Goblins. I like them.
Yeah, there's, of all the games, every single one of them are good. Star Tropics would be, I know some people like that. Not so much for me. But
Excitebike?
Excitebike had its fun.
Not really.
I kind of liked it. But anyway, point is, it had a pretty good selection of games.
Oh, yeah.
The SNES Classic. It cost $20 more, basically $80, and you only got 21 games, but it came with two controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And where's its collection of games?
It's got Secret of Mana. It's got Super Ghouls and Ghosts. It's got Super
Street
Mario
Fighter
Kart,
2.
Mega Man 10. Castlevania, what is that, 4?
Yeah.
Star Fox. I mean, that Final Fantasy 3, I mean, it's not a bad list of games.
No, there's more that I could live without on this list.
Well, I mean, there's Street Fighter 2. That was probably the biggest draw. Or I should say Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah.
Not being a big, fighter type player.
I would have thought Star Fox would be a
Star Fox was an awesome game.
But Earthbound being on there, that was a fairly rare game. That was a really good game.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's a really good RPG. I tried it once. Didn't get to play it for very long. Also, I forgot, this also has the unreleased Star Fox 2 on it. So that was a huge reason to buy it as well. So
yeah,
that was good. Then you got the PlayStation Classic. This ramped up the price $10 more. I'm sorry, $20 more to $100.
Yeah.
With only 20 games. But it uses USB controller connection, so that makes it easier. You could use off-brand controllers. And it comes with two controllers, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And its list of games isn't bad, but I'm sorry, Intelligent Cube? Jumping Flash? Nah. Mr. Driller? Really? Yeah. 3 out of 20 right there. Kind of makes a difference.
But it does have some good games, though. I mean, yes. Wild Arms was one of my favorites.
Sure, sure.
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII was the big draw, you know? Hell, they put Revelations Persona on there, which is a game most people wouldn't think of. But it's got Twisted Metal, it's got Tekken 3, both favorites of mine. I was looking forward to this system. Really was. But it had its issues.
Well, it had a lot of issues.
Now, those are the ones that have already come out. Now we've got the Sega Genesis Mini coming next month. It is a step back in cost. It only costs $80. So it's back to the SNES Classic price. It has 42 games. So that's spiffy. It provides two controllers. They're also USB. So you can use different controllers if you like.
Right.
And it has a really, really good collection of games.
Yes, it does.
I mean, sure, there's 42 of them. How could it not have a good collection? But no, it's really good.
Well, there are a few duds, in my opinion.
Sure.
I've never heard of, like, Thunder Force 3 or... I can't read the one with the pumpkin.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's
super something. I'm too old to try and read this.
But like I remember, you know, Gunstar Heroes and Shinobi 3 and Castle of Illusions. Toe Jam and Earl, of course, big fan of that game.
Right, right.
Shining Force, if I hadn't already said it, that was a game I played many, 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 many hours on. And Phantasy Star 4, another one. For role-playing game, you know, type players, that is a legendary game. It sits up there with Final Fantasy VII, easily one of the best role-playing games ever made.
Yeah. So there's a step up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's got Street Fighter 2, Special Champion Edition.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who played that for hours and hours.
Well, sure. Now, that leaves us to next year's TurboGrafx-16 Mini. I would bring up their official Konami website, but it doesn't want to work. It won't let me see any details. It just asks you for your information, your birth date, you know, your zone and your birth date, and then it goes back to the main page and doesn't show you anything. But they have a wiki page, and it is apparently going to cost $100. So, a step back. It's in the PlayStation Mini, the PlayStation Classic.
Well, and it sounds like a money grab because the TurboGrafx didn't have that good of a list of games.
Well, they have 57 of them.
Yeah, so okay.
That's pretty good. Plus, they've got a collection of the main games on the device, but also CD games as well. So, I mean... You got your Airzonk, you've got, let's look over this list, you've got various Bombermans, Bonks, a couple Bonks games in there, you've got Castlevania, Rondo of Blood, which was one of their CD games, but then you've got China Warrior, but it's got Dragon Spirit, and it's got games that are on other systems, like the Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yes, but see... The whole point of these consoles is for nostalgia. People sure. love the old retro games, yada, yada. But then you've got to, you know, if they're bringing out all their best, plus they're having to supplement with games from other systems.
Well, these are ones that came out for it as well.
Yeah.
Just, you know, but it's like, what the hell's a Newtopia? A Newtopia 2.
Well, and that's just it. The TurboGrafx wasn't that big of a deal. It was a pain in the ass. because we had one, still do actually.
Oh yeah.
But when you'd play the game, you couldn't save to the cartridge.
Uh huh.
And so what it did is it gave you a code, and you had to write down the code.
Yeah.
And then type it back in to pick up where you left off. And heaven forbid that you get one letter wrong, because
You're screwed. Which is like the original NES.
Now, this was even worse, though, because in a lot of cases, you'd write it down exactly. We used to have this two-person system where I would write it down, my wife would write it down, and we'd double-check to make sure that we had the right code. Sure. And then you'd type it in, and it still wouldn't work.
Wow.
So, yeah, not a fan of the TurboGrafx.
Hey, but it has Splatterhouse.
Yay.
Space Harrier. I loved Space Harrier in the arcades.
Yeah, so does the Genesis.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also got Super Star Soldier.
Yay.
Yeah. But, you know, just I'm thinking, you know, let's look at, you know, value for the money. I think, personally, even though they were all CD-based games, the PlayStation Classic clearly is the least value for your money.
Oh, yeah.
20 games, $100, and it didn't even have a good emulator on it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that one's poof out, loser. If they're selling your box for one-fifth the price just trying to get rid of the stock, pretty sure it sucked. Which is too bad, because I really wanted to see a PlayStation 2 classic.
I have that. It's called the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, but I wanted something that was HDMI that would actually be upscaled to a decent size so it would look good on a modern television.
Yeah.
Which, last time I hooked up my PlayStation 2 to my 4K TV, I was like, oh, nope, thanks anyway. I'll go ahead and play that some other way. And that's what emulators are for. So anyway, PlayStation Classic, out of the running. They got shot in the head in the first opening salvo of the war. But more to the point, they stepped into the war and got ganked right off the bat. So, SNES Classic. Sorry. I keep doing that. NES Classic.
Yes.
$60, 30 games. $2 a game, reasonably priced. SNES Classic was basically 20-ish games for $80. About $4. Yeah. A little under $4 a game. The Sega Genesis, though, 42 games for $80. Now you're under $2 a game, or just barely. Might as well say $2 right. a game. And the TurboGrafx 16. Yeah, you get 57 games, basically, for $100. So it's roughly under $2 a game. Seemed like a better value, but most of these games nobody cares about.
Right.
The Genji and the Heike clans.
Now, that being said,
Jacek and Necromancer.
But we're also speaking only of America. In Japan, this could be a huge deal. This could, you know, that was where I think it was
the most popular.
The most popular, yeah.
Sure. And I'm sure it will be popular. I'm sure there are going to be fans of the PC Engine TurboGrafx 16, that system, that will love this. And like I said, it per dollar, that seems to be the best value if you value all these games.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't. I've played a lot of these games because I have an emulating. I can emulate them. And yeah, I don't really go to the TurboGrafx 16 well very often. I usually find myself playing something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. if they were ever to put out a reasonably priced Game Boy Advance Mini, or as a console,
right?
Bam, I'm on that all day long. Love me Game Boy Advance games. That system was great because it could also go, you know, the Game Boy Color, the original Game Boy, yet all these thousands of games. It was just an excellent system, even though a handheld, but whatever.
It's neither here nor there. Well, that was its strong draw. It was a handheld.
But yeah, the TurboGrafx 16 may win for money, but they lose on the whole nostalgia factor because, at least in America, not a huge amount of nostalgia for that system.
Right.
So that's two now. So that leaves you with the NES Classic, which has a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
SNES Classic, which had some, but had the pull of Star Fox 2. Okay. And then the Sega Genesis.
Well, and I'm kind of biased because, again, I owned a Sega Genesis, and that was a source of entertainment for years.
But you also owned an NES and an SNES.
Yes. But of the three, the Genesis was the one that got used the most.
Huh. Now, see, I only played the Genesis when I was over at a friend's house. Of consoles, I didn't buy one until a PlayStation. I borrowed our cousin's NES for weeks at a time. I played the hell out of that. Would borrow a few games in his NES because he was usually playing one of his other systems. Man, I have a lot of nostalgia for that system. Just not most of the games on the Classic. I mean, if they'd had Base Wars on here, I know who remembers Base Wars.
I do.
I loved the hell out of Base Wars.
Incredible game.
And the Final Fantasy games on the NES, I like those. But yeah. I'm sitting here looking over this and I'm like, I know a lot of people really enjoyed these games. I remember being the first in our household to beat Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. I don't want to go and do it again, though.
That was a bit of a chore.
It was a slog. While there's a lot of good games on here, the Sega Genesis, it's almost all good games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more of them for not that much more in price. With two controllers. And it's USB. So I can plug in my 6-button Sega Genesis controller if I want to.
Which, watching all these different, you know, streamers and whatever talk about the minis, that was the only complaint I really heard about the Genesis was well, it doesn't come with the 6-button controllers.
Yeah, they're $20.
But it's not hard to get one.
Right.
So if that's your only complaint, shut up, plunk down your money, and pick up a couple 6-button controllers.
It's like, if you went and bought the NES Classic, it only came with one controller. Most people went out and bought a second controller. All right, what's the fucking difference? You've got 2 3-button controllers. You want to have a 6-button controller? Go buy it. Consider it an upgrade. It's not that big a deal, kids. I think it's pretty clear which one wins here.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't out yet. I haven't obviously seen any breakdowns on it or how it plays or whatever. It might suck on its emulating, but just looking at the information we have, there's no question the Sega Genesis Mini is by far the best system of the five.
Well, and I did watch these streamers and such play the games, and they may have cut it to, you know, cut out anything bad because they were given these systems for free. But just what I was seeing, one guy was doing it was the Sonic game, and it was smooth. It was clean. The colors were, I mean, incredible. It looked like you were playing on a standard Genesis.
Was this on YouTube or on Twitch?
It was on YouTube.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was on Twitch, they can't cut that. It is what it is. But yeah, no, they could have edited it, sure. But why?
Well, and a lot of the straight gaming that was being shown, it was smooth. There was no glitches. There was no issues. It was just excellent. It's hard to fake, but you know, hard to make a bad game look good when you're showing a long stretch of gameplay and it's smooth.
Yeah. All I know is I'm looking at this lineup. I'm considering the price, the controllers, all that, and it's a Sega first-person device. This is not some At Games licensed piece of crap. This is actually out of Sega. So right. They've staked their reputation on this, and they've said this is not going to be some cheap device where we're putting our name behind it. And I get that. And just from the games they've thrown on here, I'm looking it over. Out of 42 games, 1, 2, sorry, I'm just doing a quick count of how many I absolutely really don't care about. 3, 4. 4 out of 42. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't try them. I certainly would try all of them. But just looking at the names, there's 4 that I really, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine. Or Mean Bean Machine. Whatever. This super whatever with the pump, with the watermelon thing on the front. I can't read what it says. Yeah, whatever it is. Obviously, I don't know what it is, so I don't care.
It's something or other zones is what it looks like.
Vector Man, Woo, and Dynamite Heady. I don't know anything about it. But everything else looks like a game I'd play. Or I know it's a game I play because it's a game I have played, or it's a game I'm interested in playing. I look at Road Rash 2 and remember all the good times of playing that game. That is so fun.
Well, and like the Mega Man and the Wily Wars, that's like Mega Man 1, 2, and 3 all together, isn't it?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Let me click on it and let it.
My information wrong.
You know what? On the website, if you click on the image, you actually can see what it says. No, you can't. I clicked on the green pumpkin jack-o'-lantern thing, and it's Super Fantasy Zone. Super Fantasy Zone. Yeah. Okay. Don't care. That's a mystery solved. Whoever wrote that up should be shot.
Well, it looks like it's trying to be a ripoff of Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Cool.
But, you know.
You know, everybody has to... I mean, Sonic was the big mascot name behind the Sega Genesis. And Mario behind, of course, the Nintendo stuff.
Right.
But I can also see them trying to bring out other stuff to combat them. I can't think of anything Nintendo threw out to counter Sonic. But Sega Genesis was, you know, they weren't number one. They tried to constantly compete and, you know, knock down Nintendo. So I could see them trying to put out a Super Mario clone.
Oh, and, you know, platformers were really popular at the time.
Sure. But they didn't need to because they had Wonder Boy and Monster World. That is an awesome platformer. I don't know if you ever played it, but
nope, that never played it.
Fun game. I don't like platformers much, but that's one good thing the Sega had, is they had good RPGs, like you said, good platformers. They had interesting games like Echo the Dolphin. I know a lot of people don't really care too much about Echo the Dolphin, but at the time, that was an innovative fucking game.
Yep. You didn't have anything like it.
You had to, you know, do all the swimming stuff, and you had to try and survive without drowning, and figure out puzzles. It it was challenging freaking game. Not a game I really was any good at, but
then you're not good at any game.
You know, that's fair. That honestly is. Anyway, so yeah, it isn't so much how good the Genesis was, though. Yes, it was a good system, but then again, so was the Super Nintendo. I mean, Nintendo was good in its own way, more because it's just super nostalgic. The SNES really had some very innovative games.
And they also had a lot of really good role-playing games, too.
Right. And that's what I usually will play when I, you know, play on the SNES emulators, is I'll play role-playing games. That's what I like about it. But the SNES Classic just didn't have enough games for the price. I know that you can hack it, and you can add more games to it. And, yeah, the lineup they gave you is pretty good. It's got some really good games on there.
Mm-hmm.
But just stock machine to stock machine, it doesn't stand up. I would say it's better than the TurboGrafx-16. It's certainly better than the PlayStation Classic. But for overall value, it doesn't have the nostalgia of the NES Classic. It doesn't have the value and nostalgia of the Sega Genesis. The NES, all it has going for it is nostalgia. So, for me anyway, the Sega Genesis is absolutely the best. I'm trying to talk myself out of buying one right now, going and pre-ordering one right now on Amazon. I know my wife.
I'm definitely thinking of buying one.
Yeah, 10 would kill me if I bought one. She's like, what are we going to do with it? Where are we going to hook it up? I don't know. Do you really need another gaming device? No, but it's got, look at the games. Yeah. I don't think she's going to like that.
No. Well, and my biggest issue is I have enough games as it is with my Steam library that I don't play.
True. True. But this is connected to your TV.
Yes, and how often am I sitting in front of my TV?
Well, you might sit in front of your TV more.
Almost never.
Well, of course, it's a wired controller. Oh, but wait, it's USB, so you can get wireless controllers with a USB dongle.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can sit across the room, which is exactly what I would do. Oh, wait, I already have wireless controllers. So, not even an issue. Yeah,
you're going to buy it.
I probably will. Anyway, so yeah, and this obviously it's all personal opinion, and we're not trying to tell you what you should or should not buy.
Well, why the hell would they listen to us anyways?
That's true. We're just, you know, faceless names out of the void who like to curse a lot. And give our opinions as though they matter. But, hey, you're here listening to it. Obviously, you found something of value here. So, yeah, our official opinion, Sega Genesis Mini is better than the others.
I would agree.
Now, caveat, until proven wrong. Let's say the game comes out September 19th, and there's woefully too low a stock, and they can't. They've way oversold the pre-orders, so a bunch of people don't get their devices. They're all on back order, and they have to wait months and months for more to come out. Or it comes out, and the controller sucks. It doesn't feel right. There's lag. The emulation's bad, or some of the games don't work, or, you know, there could be a variety of things that go wrong. Yeah. Maybe people, you know, get them and they just don't work at all. Could be a variety of things that go wrong. But to date, of the five major consoles that have been announced or have come out for, major consoles that are, you know, that were produced by the first person company behind it, you know, Sony for the PlayStation, Nintendo for the NES and SNES, and Konami behind the TurboGrafx. Although Konami was not the ones who produced TurboGrafx-16 originally, that was NEC. That's beside the point. They're the ones who own it now. So, of all of those, and of course Sega behind the Sega Mini, every single one of them has been good, with the exception of the PlayStation Classic, which could be argued it wasn't so much bad as it could have been done better, and it was a little dodgy as to how the, you know, how they got the emulator on there. And its wave was too, it was way too expensive. Or should have had twice as many games.
Yes.
Regardless. They wanted to make a quick buck, so they made a device that was going to make a quick, easy, quick buck just selling on the, hey, everybody's doing these mini consoles, so let's do one for the PlayStation. People are asking for it. We'll do it to the bare minimum so that we are guaranteed a profit. Except nobody bought it.
I know I didn't.
I didn't either, and I really wanted it if it had been a good value. It wasn't. So, yeah. Of course, a lot of the games I like on the PlayStation, just they would never have put on this thing anyway. I mean, yeah, I like a lot of cheesy third-party fighter games. Like, oh, God, what was that one called? Bushido Blade and Bushido Blade 2.
Mm-hmm.
There was a D&D fighting game that I liked, which was really bad compared to other fighting games. It was just cheesy, and it didn't have anything to do with D&D other than there was a paladin in it. But, yeah, it was so cheesy it was fun. I liked that. Then they're never going to put those, put that on the system. Of course not. So, yeah, it just, the what they put out didn't really appeal to me. Overall. Not enough, anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho, we are way over time. But, yeah. It was a important topic, considering the Sega Genesis is coming out in a few weeks, and if you're going to get your pre-orders in, you might want to get them in. I'm assuming the pre-orders are still available when this comes out.
Look like it.
Yeah. If not, I know they are as of our recording time, but by the time this is published? Maybe not. If they're not, I apologize. You should have done your homework and got it done sooner. Too bad for you.
Now you're starting to sound like the developers for Apex Legends Remix, I think it is.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of dicks and, what was the other one? Freeloaders.
Freeloaders, yeah. And dicks, yes.
That's classy.
Yeah, well, can't expect everybody to be cool. Anywho, anything further to say?
No. Right. I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I really want to get it. I just have to convince myself to do it.
Well, if you don't buy it, I probably will. So you can always come over to my place and we'll play it.
Well, the main reason I want it is for Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes.
That's... My wife and I played that game so much. It was stupid fun.
Well, just use that as a selling point to Lyra. Think of it as an investment in being able to go back to that nostalgia.
Well, thing is, I bought it on Steam.
Uh-huh.
But the translation from, you know, the game to keyboard or a gamepad just wasn't really smooth.
Yeah, not the same.
So, yeah, it's not the same.
But here it would be.
Yes, it would be.
So there you go. So now we can go to our respective better halves and try to talk them into this.
Well, and I'm sure there's games on there that Ten would absolutely love.
Oh, I know there are. So, yeah.
That, she may start playing it, and you may never see it again.
It's got two controllers.
Yes, but who says she's going to play a game that you can join in on?
True enough. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending?
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.